Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Sons Day. It's Marching Music Day. Oh, I like that one. Marching band. They have a nice picture of a marching band. I was a member of several marching bands in my school career, and I loved it. It's also National Grammar Day. This will be the last one. National Pound Cake Day. So go eat some pound cake and enjoy it. So yeah, it's a Monday again. I mean, Monday comes so quickly. Monday comes so incredibly quickly. And the weekend just flies by. Now the week also, I find as I get older, does tend to fly by. We don't have nearly enough time in a quarter or in a week or a month or whatever to get the things done we need to do at work. And so that also flies by, but work is, the 5 days is much more stressful than the 2 days on the weekend, because on the weekend you're just doing what you want to do, or at least, at the very least, you're doing things for your own personal life, and you're not working for the man and reporting to a boss. You are the boss that you're reporting to. So the weekend tends to have less stress involved in it, you know, with it. But it flies by. Shoot. I mean, so quickly. I really wish we had 3 day weekends, 4 days of work at my company, at the Spit Valve Factory, because I feel like I could get so much more done in a 3 day weekend. We could travel more. And it would give me longer to recuperate, because I feel like Saturday is kind of the bookend of Friday, and then Sunday is the bookend to Monday. So if we had a day in the middle, so if like Thursday was the bookend, or Friday was the bookend to Thursday, and then you had Saturday that was just completely free, then I feel like, you know, you could do a Saturday, and then you could do a then Sunday could still be the bookend for the Monday. But anyway, so yeah, but it probably would still fly by and it would be nothing. And, you know, it is what it is. No matter what, we're all spiraling towards our death anyway, right? It just seems like it gets, the older you get, the faster and faster that it's going. So to catch you guys up, we had no Mix Minus on Friday. Daniel had some Disney thing. I don't know what it was. We didn't really discuss what it was. But he had some Disney thing that he and Zach were doing, and so he couldn't record. And so Mark and I just had the evening off, or I just had the evening off. I don't really remember what we did on Friday evening. We kind of relaxed. I know Mark said, oh, are there any movies we want to watch? But we couldn't really think of a movie we wanted to watch, and so we just kind of hung out and watched TV and had dinner. I had leftover spaghetti because Fridays during Lent, Mark does not eat meat. And as we all know, I do not very often eat seafood. I never eat seafood at home. If we're at a restaurant and we're doing like a chef's table or, I don't know, something like that, then maybe I will eat some meat. Or sorry, maybe I will eat some seafood if we're, you know, recently, as we all know, recently I'm trying to add more seafood when we're doing chef's tables or food tours or anything like that. I'm hoping I'll get a taste for it at some point, but at home, I don't know. I don't know how to cook fish. I'm going to cook it and then I'm probably going to think it tastes fishy. And so it's better to start off doing it at restaurants where they're really good at it. And I know there's less likely a chance that it's going to be a fishy taste. So anyway, bottom line is we ate together, but we ate separate things. And so he had some sort of microwave dinner that was seafood that he could heat up quickly. Actually, no, he didn't. He ended up not eating meat at all. So I thought he was going to eat some seafood. And he had bought a jar of pesto sauce at Walmart when we had done our grocery shopping. And I said, oh, well, I'm just going to, since you're eating seafood, I'm going to have, we had leftover spaghetti sauce. And so I'm like, I'm just going to make myself some pasta and I'm just going to put this leftover spaghetti sauce over it. And that will be my dinner. And he said, oh, well, you know what? I've got this pesto sauce. If you're making pasta, why don't you just make extra? And then I'll just eat pasta with pesto sauce on it. And so I could have eaten exactly what he ate because it had no seafood in it. But by then I had already kind of planned out what I was going to eat. But also, we needed to use the spaghetti sauce because I have a tendency with leftovers. I'm not good at leftovers. I'm okay. I don't love eating leftovers generally, especially like if it's from a restaurant or something and you put them in the fridge and then they're never as good when you try to reheat them. But I'm not good at leftovers because I may not want the, you know, if I cook something, leftovers only last, theoretically, I mean, if you go by what experts say, 3, 4, 5 days in the refrigerator, I will go longer than that. I'll go a week and a half with some leftovers in the refrigerator, depending on what it is. And I've never gotten sick as far as I know, and everything always tastes fine. But what if I don't want the same thing 2 days later? You know, or what if I don't want the same thing for lunch the next day? It's, you know, and so they sit in the refrigerator and then eventually they grow mold. And then I'm like, oh, I guess I have to take this out and, you know, wash this out and put them down the disposal, so to speak. But I was like, okay, well, I need to eat this sauce. It's pretty good. It was pretty good sauce. And so I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and stick with the meat sauce option. But I took the pasta out. And because I'm counting calories, I have to weigh everything. So this is all kinds of math because you start out with a dry portion of pasta. Well, if you're just cooking for yourself, that's it. You know, 2 ounces, 200 calories. Like, you're good. You put in two ounces of dry pasta. No matter how much it weighs when it comes out of the water, it's still going to be 200 calories. It may have taken on some more water. I mean, it will have taken on water, so it'll weigh more, but it's going to be 200 calories. But when you're cooking for yourself and someone else, now you have to do this math to like, okay, they had a 2 ounce portion and I did 3 ounces. He wanted 2 ounces. I wanted three. That was 300 calories. So then it wasn't half and half. It was, I was three, he was two. So then I have to, when I drain the water, I have to reweigh the pasta, see what it weighs now. Then I have to do all this math to figure out, okay, how much does a dry ounce equate to what it weighs now? Like, how many ounces wet is this dry? Then I have to do math to say, okay, I'm doing, there are 5 ounces total, which ended up being 12 point something ounces when you add the water. And then now I have to figure out 3/5 of that versus 2/5 of that. And I had to pull out a calculator. It was so much work. Anyway, we did that. We watched TV with that, you know, we're working on a new idea that I'm not going to talk about right now, but I did some research and some stuff on that. And that was our Friday evening. And then Saturday, got up, did my 2 hours on the Peloton, because that is what I'm doing now. And then we went to, I know what we did. So I took my shower, did all that. I had an appointment to get my rear tires put on because I bought new tires. And so I had to take a shower. Mark went with me. We went to Discount Tire for my 11:15 appointment and they were putting on my rear tires. And I decided, you know what? I haven't had Whataburger in probably a month and a half. So we're going to go to Whataburger for lunch. And again, I'm still calorie counting. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get a double junior. So I'm not going to get a full size double. So I'm going to save a lot of calories there. And then I'm going to leave the cheese off of it. So I'm going to save another 100 calories, 50 to 100 calories, depending on whether it was one or two slices of cheese. I'm going to get a small fry. And only 1 packet of ketchup, because the ketchup obviously has calories as well. So did that. And then, but then the car still was not ready when we were done. And I look on the app and it hasn't even gone in to start being serviced yet. Even though my appointment was at 11:15 and it's now like 12:15, they haven't even started working on the car yet. And so then we were thinking, well, and we're 20 minutes away from Discount Tire, so we're not going to go home. So my parents had invited us over for dinner Saturday night, but they said, would you mind bringing dessert? So I said, hey, let's go to a local bakery. Let's get something for dessert because I don't feel like cooking. So we did that. We got some little petit fours because I like cake, but they're small cake. So again, less calories. And we can get a variety so we can try different flavors if we want to. So we did that. Still, the car was not ready. So then we was like, okay, well, we'll take the cakes over to my parents' house because we're going to be driving around. I don't want them to melt, the icing to melt or anything. So we took them over there and then the car still wasn't done. So then we went for a little bit of a walk and played some Pokemon. And finally, I don't know, this was two-ish or something like that, 2:15. It was almost 3 hours after I'd dropped the car off. They were finally ready. All right, well, we'll end it there. We did have a message. Gary just says, you took your Amazon link off your page? Oops. Yes, I did. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.